Good morning and welcome to the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. This is Reverend Bob McLavey welcoming you to this time of worship. Today in our sanctuary, we're going to have the very special privilege of baptizing a young child, a precious young child. And it just so happens that this will also occur on this particular Sunday that we call the Baptism of the Lord. And so we're going to be looking at the passage out of Matthew when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, and what it means at the time that we see the Holy Trinity all coming together in that scene at the Jordan River. And so this morning I've entitled my message, Baptized in Love. And we'll acknowledge and celebrate the baptism of Jesus as we prepare for the baptism of a precious child. So it is a special message this morning, one that I hope will help us to understand that scene at the Jordan when the Trinity comes together, and we're going to take a deeper, more intense look at what the Trinity means in our lives. So as we prepare to hear the word proclaimed, let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of baptism, what it means to us, what it calls us to do as Christians, as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we also thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we see in the scene of Jesus being baptized, we see the Trinity together. Help us, Lord, to remember what it is that is at work in our lives through the power of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So guide us now. Open our hearts and our minds. Help us, Lord, to hear your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Our scripture passage comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Well, as we remember the baptism of the Lord, and as we prepare to baptize a precious child, we are reminded once again of God's love. In our church doctrine, it says this about the sacrament of baptism. Baptism is the sign and seal of our incorporation into Jesus Christ. In his own baptism, Jesus identified himself with sinners, yet God claimed him as a beloved son and sent the Holy Spirit to anoint him for service. In his ministry, Jesus offered the gift of living water. Through the baptism of his suffering and death, Jesus set us free from the power of sin forever. After he rose from the dead, Jesus commissioned his followers to go and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them to obey his commands. The disciples were empowered by the outpouring of the Spirit to continue Jesus' mission and ministry, inviting others to join this new way of life in Christ. As Paul wrote in Romans, "Through the gift of baptism, we are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Baptism is the bond of unity in Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, we are made one with Christ, and we're made one with one another, and with the church of every time and place. And in our church's tradition, we believe that both believers and their children are included in God's covenant of love. The baptism of believers witnesses to the truth that God's gift of grace calls for our grateful response. The baptism of our young children witnesses to the truth that God claims people in love even before they are able to respond in faith. And these two forms of witness are one and the same sacrament. Baptism marks the beginning of new life in Christ. The new way of life to which God calls us is one of deep commitment, disciplined discernment, and growth in faith. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, given with and through baptism, equip and strengthen us for the challenges of Christian faith and life. And this morning, in our scripture passage, when Jesus is being baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, there is that extraordinary moment where the Trinity becomes apparent. The Trinity, of course, is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we see it all come together when it says that Jesus came up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. And then the voice of God the Father from heaven said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So there is Jesus, the Son, the Holy Spirit descending like a dove, and the voice of God the Father. There is the Trinity, all in that one particular scene at the Jordan River. Well, at the very heart of Christian spirituality, there is a notion that we call the Trinity. It's so central that one of the great theologians of the 20th century, Karl Barth, even said this. He said, "Trinity is the Christian name for God." Think about that. Trinity is the Christian name for God. Well, our church fathers from ancient history attempted to explain this notion of the Trinity, of three in one, one God but three persons. And they tried to do it in ways that we could understand. It was Church Father Anselm who said, "God is like the spring that flows into the stream that flows in the lake." It was another church father, Tertullian, who said, "God is like a plant, with the Father as the deep root, the Son as the shoot that breaks into the earth, and the Spirit who flowers forth to spread beauty and fragrance." And it was Augustine who said that God is a trinity of love means that God is the lover, the beloved, and love itself, all at the same time. Yes, the Trinity is like three torches in which the light of the first passes to the second and then is relayed to the third until they are all burning in one holy flame of love. They all come together. When God creates the world, the Son and the Spirit are also intimately involved in the creation. When Jesus redeems the world and saves us from sin, he is resurrected by the Father, and we are born anew through the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit helps us grow spiritually, it is the very work of the Spirit of Jesus by the Father who sustains us. When we came to our own personal faith in Christ, we experienced the triune God coming to us, a loving Father who embraces us, a Savior Son who died for us, and the Holy Spirit working in us to help us grow and mature in our faith. They exist and work together in perfect unity and oneness. It is the only community on the face of the earth, whether we're talking about familiar institutions of such as churches or families or marriages. It's the only one that actually works all the time. There is a perfect sense of giving honor to one another. Jesus gives glory to the Father, and the Father gives glory to Jesus. The Spirit gives glory to Jesus. There is not a trace of jealousy or insecurity or selfishness in this relationship that we know as the Trinity. Now let me suggest that there are five profound and practical ways that the triune God can change our lives. First, it will change the way that we love others, whether it be spouses or friends or neighbors or people that we don't even know, but people whom we are called to love by our Lord Jesus. It is through the power of the triune God that we have the ability to love others. And second, it will change the way that we view God. The Trinity deepens our sense of the depth and mystery of God's nature. There is beauty and wonder and awe in the depths of God. You know, we know that God is the most holy, loving, living, creative, and fascinating being in the universe. And we have a hard time contemplating what this notion of Trinity is about. It's not something that is easily explained. But if we accept the concept of Trinity in faith, and of course it is backed up by the image of the Trinity throughout Scripture, but if we come to accept it by faith, it helps to change the way that we view God. It will change the way that we worship. You know, worship is the gift of participating in Jesus the Son's offering to the Father in the power of the Spirit. Jesus offers his life to the Father. The Father gives glory to the Son, and the Spirit leads the Son and gives glory to the Son. So whenever we gather together in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are invited into that eternal service of praise and worship. And next, it will change the way that we pray. Isn't it true that sometimes we don't have the right words? Sometimes we are hurting so badly that all we can do is groan. But the Holy Spirit takes our groaning, and He brings what is in our hearts. He brings our prayers to God the Father, and He listens to the deep groanings in our heart. We know that because it is stated so in Romans. So do you see how powerful this is? Do you see the resources that are available to us, even when we feel completely at a loss, when we do not have the right words to pray? And finally, it will change the way that we receive love. Because God is triune, because God is a triune God, three in one, followers of Jesus believe and live their lives in the love of God. The Bible tells us that God is love. We know that from the letter of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It tells us that God is love. And the Trinity tells us that God was and is love from all eternity, because God is a community of love. And then that love spills over into our world. Actually, it spills over into our hearts, according to Paul's words in Romans. And certainly, God's love is a holy love. We have no need to doubt that. God's love is a holy love, but the triune God has opened the way to us to know Him. And so, this morning we say, come. At the end of this day, you may consider yourself broken or insignificant or forgotten or lonely, and yet in any of those things, we know that we are deeply loved. We may feel at the end of our rope. We may be feeling small. We may feel ashamed for some reason. We may feel lost and empty. But we know that we are loved by a threefold cord of love. Jesus the Son left the glory of heaven to come to earth, living, dying, and rising again for our sake. The Father has said, I will offer my only Son to save fallen and wayward people. And the Spirit has been poured out into our hearts, and we are invited into the presence of God. So, friends, as we think about this incredible God that we have, that was present in that scene at the Jordan River when Jesus was baptized, and as we acknowledge and celebrate Jesus' baptism on this day, we realize that, yes, indeed, God is love. Jesus the Son has opened the door. The Father stands ready to embrace us, and the Spirit is there to guide us. What a wonderful and comforting thought as we are invited to be baptized in love. And again, this morning in our sanctuary, we will be baptizing a precious child. So it will be in this knowledge of the love of a triune God that we will be calling the family forward to bring that child forward to experience, to enter into this family of love, this family of our Lord Jesus Christ, this family of God the Father, this family surrounded by the Holy Spirit. It's a glorious day, and it's available to each and every one of us. Remember, we are baptized in love. To the glory of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, friends, Alan Vest has arranged and performed for us a wonderful song. It's especially fitting for this occasion. It is the song One God, written by Irvin Drake, this morning arranged and performed by Alan Vest. Here is One God.
My God, our one.
Well, thank you to Alan for that great song, so appropriate for this morning, as we are thinking about the baptism of the Lord, as we are anticipating the baptism of a precious child. And we remember the Trinity that was present at the time of Jesus' baptism, and we know in our hearts that that same Trinity, that same one God, is present in our baptism too. Thank you for listening today. Have a wonderful week ahead. And always remember that we are sustained by one God. Have a great day, and thank you.